Good morning and praise the Lord, dearly beloved, and to the church in the house. This is God's word for today. And we're reading today from the book of Philippians in the fourth chapter, beginning in verse 1. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, to stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beseech you, Dias, and beseech Syntyche, that they be of the same mind in the Lord. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Notwithstanding, ye have well done that you did communicate with my affliction. Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For even in Thessalonica, you sent once and again unto my necessity, not because I desire gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. In this we learn from God through the Apostle Paul how we should live by the Holy Scriptures. And what we be mindful of our character and how we treat everyone. Demonstrate the love of God our Father by loving each other as much as lieth within us. In doing so, God will supply all our needs according to his riches and glory. Very simply put, the admonition here is live by the word of God. Allow the baptism of the Holy Ghost to indwell you, that the Holy Ghost will lead you and guide you and bring to clarity and understanding of the word of God and its intended purpose. That we have been saved to by us others can be saved. That we will walk in obedience to your word, that the preachers that are preaching won't be preaching in vain, but that we become good students of the gospel, and that we become sons and daughters that God's proud of in this last and evil day. Because when we look around us, we see how the enemy have people running to and fro and doing everything but those things which are righteous, good, and a blessing to people. Amen. Life is not easy for any of us. But what of that? We must have perseverance and above all, confidence in ourselves. We must believe that we are gifted for something and that this thing must be attained. Marie Curie. Love God, love others, and love yourself. Again today, let us pray. All wise and eternal God, in the holy name of Jesus the Christ, as again this morning we give you thanks, praise, honor, and glory for your goodness and for your mercy. Holy Father, we thank you for this opportunity that you provided us. God, and as we prepare to embark upon this new opportunity, this new day that you have allowed us, God, we ask that you please forgive us anywhere and everywhere we failed you in word, in deed, or in thought, that again today that you will take joy, God, in enveloping us in your favor and allowing love, joy, peace, and happiness to fill our lives and allow healing, deliverance, prosperity, and salvation to overtake us as we go. Because when we look around us, we see that the enemy is on the prowl. He's picking up his pace to kill, steal, and destroy by manipulating the minds of people, that even in Christianity, people that have professed to be saved and Holy Ghost filled, and God, and their testimony is, I'm Holy Ghost filled and fire baptized, not and on my way to heaven, and all these things, but many of them, God, have fallen back into the darkness that you got them out of, doing things and going places and acting and doing things that is not, God, in coherence with your word, but by the indwelling of your spirit, you empower us, God, to do those things that you've charged us to do, to be the example that you want us to be in this last evil and dark day. So we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you again today, that you will, God, just refresh and anoint all the pastors afresh, God, everywhere, every pastor, everywhere, whatever the size of the congregation, they pastor, God, it doesn't matter, because all those that have turned to you, God, hallelujah, you said all souls belong to you. But those that have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost and as a part of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, wherever they are, God, they're your people. And we're asking you, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, to grant us all the refreshing from your presence, God, particularly as pastors that we preach and teach without fear, favoritism, or compromise. God, but we demonstrate this gospel with purpose, with pride, dignity, and diligence, to help those, hallelujah, to help those that don't know and don't know that they don't know, to know how to come out of darkness into this light of the knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that our faith will be increased, God, that we will believe, the more understanding of the gospel, God, we see, we're going to hear, we'll see, we will, God, get a better grip on ourselves, our faith will increase, God, that you are a miracle worker, hallelujah. Our faith will increase, God, that we, when we discover, God, and people discover that you are a healer. Our God, our faith will be increased, God, when people understand from your word that you're very present. God, hallelujah, that you're omnipresent, that you're everywhere all the time. Our faith will be increased when people begin to understand that you are omniscient. God, that you know everything as your word teaches us before we can even speak something. You already know it. The word helps us to understand, and our faith will be increased, God, hallelujah, when we hear, thank you, God, hallelujah, that you are omnipotent, that you can turn things, change things, fix things, repair things, restore things, whatever it is that you choose to do, no matter what has happened, because you're the God of all flesh and nothing is too hard for you. So we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, God, in the name of Jesus the Christ, God, hallelujah, that we, by faith in you, by faith in your word, hallelujah, thanking you, God, for giving us your son that demonstrated for us, hallelujah, with your spirit in him, that we can reject the devil and God and make him leave us alone. He will have to obey the words we speak, hallelujah, because he cannot resist your spirit that indwells the believer as it was with Jesus, hallelujah. God, we thank you, we praise you, we honor you, Lord, and as our faith is increased, God, people's homes are going to be turned into God's presence homes because of prayer, because of reading your word together, because of seeking you together, hallelujah, for giving you glory because they've realized that, God, the joy that they once had as a family is now gone, hallelujah. God, the peace that was in the home at one point, it's now gone, hallelujah. God, the love that was in that home is now gone. Hallelujah. God, the singleness of heart, the oneness that was in that home is now gone. God, but hallelujah. God, they're going to return to prayer. God, and others around them that pray with them and for them, they're going to begin to pray and turn back to you in prayer. And they're going to pray in sincerity and in truth. God, and when they begin to discover, God, that love is coming back, obedience is coming back, they're going to get back out to the church, God, because since this COVID pandemic hit the church, many people stopped going to church and have not returned. But God, help us to help them to understand your word. And some of them know it already, but help us to remind them and help to be refreshed in them. God, that you have direct instruction for us to forsake not the assembling of ourselves together as the custom of some is. You want us to come together. You want us to worship you. You've provided healing for us to worship you. You've provided deliverance for us to worship you. You've provided God's self-sufficiency for us to worship you. God, you've shown us love and mercy and peace and happiness and joy and fellowship, God, for us to go and worship you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And you want us to gather together when we look back across history. God, you even gave instructions, God, hallelujah. We go back to how you gave instructions to David, God, to build the temple, to come together to worship you in. How back in time, God, even in the tabernacles, that God, the people worship you in the tabernacles and you guided them by day and by night. Hallelujah. So when we come together, when we get into the temples, God, when we get into the church houses to worship you and to give you thanks, to give you praise, to give you honor, to give you glory, to just say thank you, God, hallelujah, for loving me, for allowing me to see a new day, for getting me through the new day. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for the shelter. Thank you, God, hallelujah, for the sunshine. Thank you, God, for the rain. Thank you, hallelujah, God, for the pain. Thank you for the joy. Thank you for the love. Thank you for the rejection, God, hallelujah. Thank you for the mocking and the scoffing. Hallelujah. But God, we know that you are God and that you are God alone. And we owe you praise. Hallelujah. And so when we praise you, God, because these preaching are preaching. And again, I say they're preaching without fear, favoritism, or compromise. But they're preaching, God, and demonstrating this gospel with purpose, with pride, dignity, and diligence. Hallelujah. Bringing clarity and understanding and helping those, God, that are in darkness, hallelujah, God, to see the light of the knowledge of the gospel. Those that have rejected the truth, they will be able to see the truth demonstrated and prayerfully and hopefully. God, when in their heart, hallelujah, even if they have to do like Nicodemus, just stay home and pray and begin to seek you. And Lord, if this is you, if this is true, if this is what, God, and then you'll put people in their lives that will help them and will teach them and explain the scripture to them. Then they'll get out to the church house so they can hear the pastors, because you said you'd give the pastors, God, hallelujah, and they would feed the people with knowledge and with understanding. God, in the name of Jesus the Christ, God, but we know that the enemy is on the prowl seeking to kill, steal, and destroy. God, and he's manipulating people, God, by causing people that they know that you have not sent them to preach and to teach. They know, God, that many of them don't even have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. God, but because they're jumping up, God, and going out and saying, you said, and these things, and they don't even attend church anywhere. They're just jumping from church to church and trying to tell people everywhere the righteousness of your word. God, but if they were really living in the righteousness of your word, God, they would be settled down somewhere as well. They would seek and pray and pray with people and for people. They would bring them to the assembly where they are anchored. So God, help us and move by your spirit. When these people are manipulated in their thinking, when the devil telling them different things, that they could be this and they can do that, and you don't have to do this and you don't have to do all of this kind of stuff, God, to deceive them, to deter them from their purpose, God, hallelujah, let the Holy Ghost move in them, envelop them in your favor. God, that they will turn and they will begin to cry out to you, Lord, forgive me, because God, I've allowed the enemy to trick my mind and in my decision-making, in my feelings and my emotions, I allowed them to get in the way and I made decisions to find me back in darkness, back in the darkness you got me out of. God, hallelujah. And now, God, being that, God, help them to cry out that they realize they're preventing those that were already in darkness and never came out of darkness. They're preventing them from coming out of darkness. But if they will turn and repent, and God, hallelujah, when they turn and repent, God, those around them, hallelujah, that have drugged them back into darkness are going to see their sincerity. And when you determine that they're sincere, that they got a mean in their heart, God, if you get me back this time, I will not look back again. I'm going to continue to press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God that's in Christ Jesus. Then these other people will realize that they don't have to stay in that darkness. It is there in darkness because they are just amongst and keep themselves amongst people that's in the same darkness. Hallelujah. God, and unless some light is shined in that darkness, they're going to continue to go forward in the ignorance and the lack of understanding the truth of the gospel. God, so help us, Lord, by refreshing us, God, in the name of Jesus the Christ, God, to preach and to teach this gospel, to help people to understand. Hallelujah. God, that even a sickness befall them, whatever it might be, when they seek you in sincerity and in truth and they begin to cry out to you, Lord, please forgive me, God, anywhere and everywhere I failed you in word and deed or in thought. And if you'd be so kind, Lord, please heal my body. God, this is you, the God of all flesh. They cry out to you. They're saying to you in their prayers. They understand that you're the God of all flesh. They believe that you're the God of all flesh. They believe that nothing is too hard for you. And when you look in their heart and you see in their heart, God, that they really believe what they're saying, and they have a determination in them to do right this time or to come in and walk away from that darkness they're in. God, you're going to get them out of those sick beds, get them back on their feet, that they can go and testify and help others to understand. Hallelujah. When you come to the knowledge of the truth, don't look back. When you come to the knowledge of the truth and you realize, hallelujah, that you're in the light, because when you look back where you came from, the darkness, the lack of understanding that you were in, hallelujah, God, and they begin to cry, hallelujah, to help others, Lord, that they'll turn from the darkness they're in into this light of the knowledge of the gospel. So, God, we're praying and we believe, God, that wherever people are sick and shut in, hospital rooms, convalescent homes, nursing homes, rehabilitation centers, just at home, wherever they might be, when you hear that dedicated, sincere, committed cry, we're beseeching you by mercy, and God, and we're asking it in Jesus' name. As they would be asking in Jesus' name, we agree with them by faith. God, as you're going to get them out of those sick beds and back on their feet, and they're going to astound the medical professionals and family members and everybody, that they all will understand and to know that they were in the presence of someone that never lost and never wavered with their faith in you, that you are a miracle worker, that you are alive, that you are present all the time, that you can do anything that you want to do anytime, anywhere. Hallelujah. And nothing can stop you. Hallelujah. Because you alone, God, is sovereign and majestic. And for that, we thank you and we praise you and we honor you, Lord. So as you heal them, God, hallelujah, people that cry out to you, Lord, please forgive me anywhere and everywhere I failed you in word and deed or in thought, God, you're going to heal them and get them out of sick beds, God. You're going to restore those that fell back into darkness. You're going to restore self-sufficiency to those, God, that as you bless them, rather than staying with the church or getting in the church, God, hallelujah, the more you bless them, the more they gravitate it toward those that don't worship you. God, that they don't live their lives in reverence and respect to you, but because you bless them and now they have some funds and money to do some things that they'd never been able to do, now they're beginning to act just like those people that rob you, that never worship you, don't honor you, don't respect you. God, hallelujah. And in some cases, God, you allowed some people to lose their livelihoods. You allowed them to lose their jobs. You allowed them, God, hallelujah, to be dependent upon others, to be dependent upon social assistance, God, hallelujah, because some of them knew better, but they ignored you. They robbed you. They wouldn't give you the tithe of and bring it to the storehouse as you instructed, God, hallelujah, and their offerings, God, because you said through the prophet that your people rob you in tithe and offerings, hallelujah, even the whole nation, God. And so we thank you and we believe you and we trust you, God, when people turn to you in sincerity and in truth, when they begin to confess to you, God, Lord, I did steal from you. Lord, I robbed you because I spent money going and doing just things that satisfied the flesh. And I didn't spend my money on coming together and worship you. But every time I got in trouble, I realized I was calling on you, God. And when they begin to cry in sincerity, hallelujah, at your discretion, restore their independence, Lord, if you'd be so kind. Restore their self-sufficiency because we believe and we trust and because you know the mind of man, you know the heart of man. If you get them out of back and back on their feet and grant them, God, that self-sufficiency again, that they won't turn back. They won't look back anymore, and they're going to help people to let them, don't look back. Don't do that. Stay away from people that's trying to turn you against the truth. Because, God, you have charged us in your word to be peculiar. We have a royal priesthood. God, we are a holy nation. God, we are a sanctified group of people. God, hallelujah. God, and so we can't do the things that others do. As the Apostle Paul was inspired by you to write for our edification and exhortation, God, hallelujah, that we can't walk as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of our minds. We've got to follow your word, and when we follow your word, when we do what you've told us to do, God, you're going to demonstrate your presence with us, God, in the name of Jesus. Even, God, strengthen those that have lost loved ones, and the devil is good at trying to cause people to hate you because their loved one died. But God, because of the knowledge of the truth, the understanding and the clarity of the knowledge of the gospel, hallelujah, God, thank you, God. People are going to still give you praise. They're going to give you glory. But we know that there's a minor setback with them, God, but hallelujah, they're going to regroup. They're going to regain, God, their control, God, and because they remember that you're God and you're God alone. Hallelujah, and you don't make mistakes. Hallelujah, there's purpose for everything that you do. God, hallelujah. And when they begin to turn to you, God, you're going to comfort them. You're going to console them. You're going to turn them and grant them restoration, God. Hallelujah, like only you can. So we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you again today in this very hour for your goodness and for your mercy. God, hallelujah. Again, we say we thank you for your healing virtue. We thank you, God, for how you can deliver. God, when the enemy think he has us, God, hallelujah, you can get us out. God, hallelujah, when we've lost our self-sufficiency, you can restore it. God, hallelujah, when our homes are in disarray. God, when we seek you in sincerity and in truth, you will grant salvation to that home. Hallelujah, and you'll grant peace to those that have lost loved ones to prove that all of us will be able to gather together in your holy sanctuary to give you praise, to give you honor, to give you glory. God, in the name of Jesus, helping other people to see if you give it to God, because he said, cast your cares upon me for I care. Hallelujah. And they begin to do that. Hallelujah. Then the words of the Lord Jesus will come to fulfillment in many lives. It is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Hallelujah. So we don't have to lie and cheat and steal and manipulate people to get the things that the flesh wants. But God, but we know by your word that when we please you with our spiritual walk and we're not seeking after and lusting after the things of the flesh, God, you're going to grant us whatever it is that we need to continue to give you glory and honor by the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the indwelling of the Christ of God. So much so that until the day that the Lord Jesus shall stand in the clouds in power and great glory with the trump of God and the voice of the archangel, hallelujah. And when that trump shall sound, the Bible declares unto us that the dead in Christ shall rise first, and then those that are alive and remain on the earth shall be caught up together that have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And they will be caught up and meet the Lord in the air and shall forever be with the Lord. And God, and this is my hope this very hour. And I believe that everyone, God, everywhere around the world that believe, God, hallelujah, that you gave Jesus, God, and he laid down his life, sent back the Holy Ghost, God, and as many as believe on his name, the word teaches us, we become, God, we receive power to become sons of God by the baptism of your spirit. So we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, Lord. Hallelujah. God, and we believe that until that day shall come, that you're going to continue to and keep us enveloped in your favor. You're going to continue, God, to maintain our cause. Hallelujah. God, that we're going to continue to demonstrate who you are, live by your word, trust you in the spirit by faith. Hallelujah. God, Holy Ghost, thank you, God. Hallelujah, that we're going to continue to move forward, to be demonstrators of your truth. God, that we're not going to allow new fads and trends to manipulate our thinking, to take us off course, to follow, God, this craftiness of Satan. But we're going to hold fast to what's written. We're going to hold fast, God, to your word that the scriptures can't be broken, so saith the scriptures. God, and you are God, and you don't change. And you said, don't add to, not subtract from. So God, hallelujah, as the Apostle Peter said, we say again right now, we would rather obey God than man, because God, you have the final say about what was going to happen with us in the end, because you empower us, God, to keep our faith and come home to be with you. Or the enemy, if we don't follow you and trust you, the enemy is going to manipulate our thinking. And when the Lord Jesus come and take the righteous, we will not go with them. Those that don't believe won't go with him. But those of us that do will be called up to meet the Lord in the air. And we're going to be able to live by your word, knowing that according to your riches in glory, you're going to continue to supply us with whatever it is that we need to be and to do what you charge us to do. So we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you. And we believe that you're going to do the thing that we ask, because we do ask them in Jesus' name without wavering. And we believe that we can have what we say. In Jesus' holy name, amen. And thank you, God, and we do believe it so. Everybody just clap your hands and give God a hallelujah praise right where you are. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Remember, people of God everywhere, that things are not as bad as they seem, and nothing can happen to you today that God and you can't handle. But you got to keep prophesying to yourself. You got to keep yourself uplifted. Keep telling yourself, I'm healed, I'm delivered, I'm prosperous, and I'm saved right now. So again today, you go well and be safe. And remember, as you would that men should do unto you, do ye also unto them. Good morning and praise the Lord, dearly beloved, and to the church in the house. This is God's word for today. And we're reading today from the book of Philippians in the 4th chapter, beginning in verse 1. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, to stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beseech you, Dias, and beseech Syntyche, that they be of the same mind in the Lord. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein you were all so careful, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Notwithstanding, ye have well done that you did communicate with my affliction. Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For even in Thessalonica, you sent once and again unto my necessity. Not because I desire gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. In this we learn from God through the Apostle Paul how we should live by the Holy Scriptures. And what we be mindful of our character and how we treat everyone. Demonstrate the love of God our Father by loving each other as much as lieth within us. In doing so, God will supply all our needs according to his riches and glory. Very simply put, the admonition here is live by the word of God. Allow the baptism of the Holy Ghost to indwell you, that the Holy Ghost will lead you and guide you and bring to clarity and understanding of the word of God and its intended purpose. That we have been saved to by us others can be saved. That we will walk in obedience to your word, that the preachers that are preaching won't be preaching in vain, but that we become good students of the gospel, and that we become sons and daughters that God's proud of in this last and evil day. Because when we look around us, we see how the enemy have people running to and fro and doing everything but those things which are righteous, good, and a blessing to people. Amen. Life is not easy for any of us. But what of that? We must have perseverance and above all, confidence in ourselves. We must believe that we are gifted for something and that this thing must be attained. Marie Curie. Love God, love others, and love yourself. Again today, let us pray. All wise and eternal God, in the holy name of Jesus the Christ, as again this morning we give you thanks, praise, honor, and glory for your goodness and for your mercy. Holy Father, we thank you for this opportunity that you provided us. God, and as we prepare to embark upon this new opportunity, this new day, that you have allowed us, God, we ask that you please forgive us anywhere and everywhere we failed you in word, in deed, or in thought, that again today that you will take joy, God, in enveloping us in your favor and allowing love, joy, peace, and happiness to fill our lives and allow healing, deliverance, prosperity, and salvation to overtake us as we go. Because when we look around us, we see that the enemy is on the prowl. He's picking up his pace to kill, steal, and destroy by manipulating the minds of people, that even in Christianity, people that have professed to be saved and Holy Ghost filled, and God, and their testimony is, I'm Holy Ghost filled and fire baptized, God, and on my way to heaven, and all these things, but many of them, God, have fallen back into the darkness that you got them out of, doing things and going places and acting and doing things that is not God, in coherence with your word, but by the indwelling of your spirit, you empower us, God, to do those things that you've charged us to do, to be the example that you want us to be in this last evil and dark day. So we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you again today, that you will, God, just refresh and anoint all the pastors afresh, God, everywhere, every pastor, everywhere, whatever the size of the congregation, they pastor, God, it doesn't matter, because all those that have turned to you, God, hallelujah, you said all souls belong to you. But those that have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost and as a part of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, wherever they are, God, they're your people. And we're asking you, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, to grant us all the refreshing from your presence, God, particularly as pastors that we preach and teach without fear, favoritism, or compromise. God, but we demonstrate this gospel with purpose, with pride, dignity, and diligence to help those, hallelujah, to help those that don't know and don't know that they don't know, to know how to come out of darkness into this light of the knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that our faith will be increased, God, that we will believe. The more understanding of the gospel, God, we see, we're going to hear, we'll see, we will, God, get a better grip on ourselves. Our faith will increase, God, that you are a miracle worker, hallelujah. Our faith will increase, God, that we, when we discover, God, and people discover that you are a healer, our God, our faith will be increased, God, when people understand from your word that you're very present. God, hallelujah, that you're omnipresent, that you're everywhere all the time. Our faith will be increased when people begin to understand that you are omniscient. God, that you know everything, as your word teaches us, before we can even speak something. You already know it. The word helps us to understand, and our faith will be increased, God, hallelujah, when we hear, thank you, God, hallelujah, that you are omnipotent, that you can turn things, change things, fix things, repair things, restore things, whatever it is that you choose to do, no matter what has happened. Because you're the God of all flesh and nothing is too hard for you. So we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, God, in the name of Jesus the Christ, God, hallelujah, that we, by faith in you, by faith in your word, hallelujah, thanking you, God, for giving us your son that demonstrated for us, hallelujah, with your spirit in him, that we can reject the devil and God and make him leave us alone. He will have to obey the words we speak. Hallelujah, because he cannot resist your spirit that indwells the believer as it was with Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we thank you, we praise you, we honor you, Lord. And as our faith is increased, God, people's homes are going to be turned into God's presence homes because of prayer, because of reading your word together, because of seeking you together. Hallelujah. For giving you glory because they've realized that, God, the joy that they once had as a family is now gone. Hallelujah. God, the peace that was in the home at one point, it's now gone. Hallelujah. God, the love that was in that home, it's now gone. Hallelujah. God, the singleness of heart, the oneness that was in that home is now gone. God, but hallelujah. God, they're going to return to prayer. God, and others around them that pray with them and for them, they're going to begin to pray and turn back to you in prayer. And they're going to pray in sincerity and in truth. God, and when they begin to discover, God, that love is coming back, obedience is coming back, they're going to get back out to the church, God, because since this COVID pandemic hit the church, many people stopped going to church and have not returned. But God, help us to help them to understand your word, and some of them know it already, but help us to remind them and help to be refreshed in them. God, that you have direct instruction for us to forsake not the assembling of ourselves together as the custom of some is. You want us to come together. You want us to worship you. You've provided healing for us to worship you. You provided deliverance for us to worship you. You provided God's self-sufficiency for us to worship you. God, you've shown us love and mercy and peace and happiness and joy and fellowship, God, for us to go and worship you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and you want us to gather together. When we look back across history, God, you even gave instructions, God, hallelujah. We go back to how you gave instructions to David, God, to build the temple, to come together to worship you in. How back in time, God, even in the tabernacles, that, God, the people worshiped you in the tabernacles, and you guided them by day and by night. Hallelujah. So when we come together, when we get into the temples, God, when we get into the church houses to worship you and to give you thanks, to give you praise, to give you honor, to give you glory, to just say, thank you, God, hallelujah, for loving me, for allowing me to see a new day, for getting me through the new day. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for the shelter. Thank you, God, hallelujah, for the sunshine. Thank you, God, for the rain. Thank you, hallelujah, God, for the pain. Thank you for the joy. Thank you for the love. Thank you for the rejection, God, hallelujah. Thank you for the mocking and the scoffing. Hallelujah. But God, we know that you're God and that you're God alone. And we owe you praise, hallelujah. And so when we praise you, God, because these preaching are preaching, and again, I say they're preaching without fear, favoritism, or compromise, but they're preaching, God, and demonstrating this gospel with purpose, with pride, dignity, and diligence, hallelujah, bringing clarity and understanding and helping those, God, that are in darkness, hallelujah, God, to see the light of the knowledge of the gospel. Those that have rejected the truth, they will be able to see the truth demonstrated and prayerfully and hopefully. God, when in their heart, hallelujah, even if they have to do like Nicodemus, just stay home and pray and begin to seek you. And Lord, if this is you, if this is true, if this is what God, and then you'll put people in their lives that will help them and will teach them and explain the scripture to them. Then they'll get out to the church house so they can hear the pastors, because you said you'd give the pastors, God, hallelujah, and they would feed the people with knowledge and with understanding. God, in the name of Jesus the Christ, God, but we know that the enemy is on the prowl seeking to kill, steal, and destroy. God, and he's manipulating people, God, by causing people that they know that you have not sent them to preach and to teach. They know, God, that many of them don't even have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. God, but because they're jumping up, God, and going out and saying, you said, and these things, and they don't even attend church anywhere. They're just jumping from church to church and trying to tell people everywhere the righteousness of your word. God, but if they were really living in the righteousness of your word, God, they would be settled down somewhere as well. They would seek and pray with people and for people. They would bring them to the assembly where they are anchored. So God, help us and move by your spirit. When these people are manipulated in their thinking, with the devil telling them different things, that they can be this and they can do that, and you don't have to do this, and you don't have to do all of this kind of stuff, God, to deceive them, to deter them from their purpose, God, hallelujah. Let the Holy Ghost move in them, envelop them in your favor. God, that they will turn and they will begin to cry out to you, Lord, forgive me, because God, I've allowed the enemy to trick my mind and in my decision-making, in my feelings and my emotions, I allowed them to get in the way, and I made decisions to find me back in darkness, back in the darkness that you got me out of. God, hallelujah. And now, God, being that, God, help them to cry out that they realize they're preventing those that were already in darkness and never came out of darkness. They're preventing them from coming out of darkness. But if they will turn and repent, and God, hallelujah, when they turn and repent, God, those around them, hallelujah, that had drugged them back into darkness, are going to see their sincerity. And when you determine that they're sincere, that they've got a mean in their heart, God, if you get me back this time, I will not look back again. I'm going to continue to press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God that's in Christ Jesus. Then these other people will realize that they don't have to stay in that darkness. It is there in darkness because they're just amongst and keep themselves amongst people that's in the same darkness. Hallelujah. God, and unless some light is shined in that darkness, they're going to continue to go forward in the ignorance and the lack of understanding the truth of the gospel. God, so help us, Lord, by refreshing us, God, in the name of Jesus the Christ, God, to preach and to teach this gospel, to help people to understand. Hallelujah. God, that even a sickness befall them, whatever it might be, when they seek you in sincerity and in truth and they begin to cry out to you, Lord, please forgive me, God, anywhere and everywhere I've failed you in word and deed or in thought. And if you'd be so kind, Lord, please heal my body. God, this is you, the God of all flesh. They cry out to you. They're saying to you in their prayers. They understand that you're the God of all flesh. They believe that you're the God of all flesh. They believe that nothing is too hard for you. And when you look in their heart and you see in their heart, God, that they really believe what they're saying, and they have a determination in them to do right this time or to come in and walk away from that darkness they're in, God, you're going to get them out of those sick beds, get them back on their feet, that they can go and testify and help others to understand
Hallelujah. When you come to the knowledge of the truth, don't look back. When you come to the knowledge of the truth and you realize, hallelujah, that you're in the light, because when you look back where you came from, the darkness, the lack of understanding that you were in, hallelujah, God, and they begin to cry, hallelujah, to help others, Lord, that they'll turn from the darkness they're in into this light of the knowledge of the gospel. So God, we're praying and we're believing, God, that wherever people are sick and shut in, hospital rooms, convalescent homes, nursing homes, rehabilitation centers, just at home, wherever they might be, when you hear that dedicated, sincere, committed cry, we're beseeching you by mercy, and God, and we're asking it in Jesus' name, as they would be asking in Jesus' name. We agree with them by faith. God, as you're going to get them back out of the, get them out of those sick beds and back on their feet, and they're going to astound the medical professionals and family members and everybody, that they all will understand and to know that they were in the presence of someone that never lost and never wavered with their faith in you, that you are a miracle worker, that you are alive, that you are present all the time, that you can do anything that you want to do anytime, anywhere, hallelujah, and nothing can stop you, hallelujah, because you alone, God, is sovereign and majestic. And for that, we thank you and we praise you and we honor you, Lord. So as you heal them, God, hallelujah, people that cry out to you, Lord, please forgive me anywhere and everywhere I've failed you, in word, in deed, or in thought, God, you're going to heal them and get them out of sick beds, God. You're going to restore those that fell back into darkness. You're going to restore self-sufficiency to those, God, that as you bless them, rather than staying with the church or getting in the church, God, hallelujah, the more you bless them, the more they gravitate it toward those that don't worship you, God, that they don't live their lives in reverence and respect to you, but because you blessed them and now they have some funds and money to do some things that they've never been able to do, now they're beginning to act just like those people that rob you, that never worship you, don't honor you, don't respect you. God, hallelujah. And in some cases, God, you allowed some people to lose their livelihoods. You allowed them to lose their jobs. You allowed them, God, hallelujah, to be dependent upon others, to be dependent upon social assistance, God, hallelujah, because some of them knew better, but they ignored you. They robbed you. They wouldn't give you the tithe of and bring it to the storehouse as you instructed, God, hallelujah, and their offerings, God, because you said through the prophet that your people rob you in tithe and offerings, hallelujah, even the whole nation, God. And so we thank you and we believe you and we trust you, God, when people turn to you in sincerity and in truth, when they begin to confess to you, God, Lord, I did steal from you. Lord, I robbed you because I spent money going and doing just things that satisfied the flesh. And I didn't spend my money on coming together and worship you. But every time I got in trouble, I realized I was calling on you, God. And when they begin to cry in sincerity, hallelujah, at your discretion, restore their independence, Lord, if you'd be so kind. Restore their self-sufficiency, because we believe and we trust, and because you know the mind of man, you know the heart of man. If you get them out of back and back on their feet and grant them, God, that self-sufficiency again, that they won't turn back. They won't look back anymore, and they're going to help people to let them, don't look back. Don't do that. Stay away from people that's trying to turn you against the truth, because, God, you have charged us in your word to be peculiar. We have a royal priesthood. God, we are a holy nation. God, we are a sanctified group of people. God, hallelujah. God, and so we can't do the things that others do, as the Apostle Paul was inspired by you to write for our edification and exhortation, God, hallelujah, that we can't walk as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of our minds. We've got to follow your word, and when we follow your word, when we do what you've told us to do, God, you're going to demonstrate your presence with us, God, in the name of Jesus. Even, God, strengthen those that have lost loved ones, and the devil is good at trying to cause people to hate you because their loved one died. But God, because of the knowledge of the truth, the understanding and the clarity of the knowledge of the gospel, hallelujah, God, thank you, God. People are going to still give you praise. They're going to give you glory. But we know that there's a minor setback with them, God, but hallelujah, they're going to regroup They're going to regain, God, their control, God, and because they remember that you're God and you're God alone. Hallelujah. And you don't make mistakes. Hallelujah. There's purpose for everything that you do. God, hallelujah. And when they begin to turn to you, God, you're going to comfort them. You're going to console them. You're going to turn them and grant them restoration, God. Hallelujah. Like only you can. So we thank you. We praise you. And we honor you again today in this very hour for your goodness and for your mercy. God, hallelujah. Again, we say we thank you for your healing virtue. We thank you, God, for how you can deliver. God, when the enemy thinks he has us, God, hallelujah, you can get us out. God, hallelujah, when we've lost our self-sufficiency, you can restore it. God, hallelujah, when our homes are in disarray. God, when we seek you in sincerity and in truth, you will grant salvation to that home. Hallelujah, and you'll grant peace to those that have lost loved ones, to prove that all of us will be able to gather together in your holy sanctuary to give you praise, to give you honor, to give you glory. God, in the name of Jesus, helping other people to see if you give it to God, because he said, cast your cares upon me for I care. Hallelujah. And they begin to do that. Hallelujah. Then the words of the Lord Jesus will come to fulfillment in many lives. It is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Hallelujah. So we don't have to lie and cheat and steal and manipulate people to get the things that the flesh wants. But God, but we know by your word that when we please you with our spiritual walk and we're not seeking after and lusting after the things of the flesh, God, you're going to grant us whatever it is that we need to continue to give you glory and honor by the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the indwelling of the Christ of God. So much so that until the day that the Lord Jesus shall stand in the clouds in power and great glory with the trump of God and the voice of the archangel, hallelujah. And when that trump shall sound, the Bible declares unto us that the dead in Christ shall rise first, and then those that are alive and remain on the earth shall be caught up together that have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And they will be caught up and meet the Lord in the air and shall forever be with the Lord. And God, and this is my hope this very hour. And I believe that everyone, God, everywhere around the world that believe, God, hallelujah, that you gave Jesus, God, and he laid down his life, sent back the Holy Ghost, God, and as many as believe on his name, the word teaches us, we become, God, we receive power to become sons of God by the baptism of your spirit. So we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, Lord. Hallelujah. God, and we believe that until that day shall come, that you're going to continue to keep us enveloped in your favor. You're going to continue, God, to maintain our cause. Hallelujah. God, that we're going to continue to demonstrate who you are, live by your word, trust you in the spirit by faith. Hallelujah. God, Holy Ghost, thank you, God. Hallelujah, that we're going to continue to move forward, to be demonstrators of your truth. God, that we're not going to allow new fads and trends to manipulate our thinking, to take us off course, to follow, God, this craftiness of Satan. But we're going to hold fast to what's written. We're going to hold fast, God, to your word that the scriptures can't be broken, so saith the scriptures. God, and you are God, and you don't change. And you said, don't add to, not subtract from. So God, hallelujah, as the apostle Peter said, we say again right now, we would rather obey God than man. Because God, you have the final say about what was going to happen with us in the end, because you empower us, God, to keep our faith and come home to be with you. Or the enemy, if we don't follow you and trust you, the enemy is going to manipulate our thinking. And when the Lord Jesus come and take the righteous, we will not go with them. Or those that don't believe won't go with him. But those of us that do will be called up to meet the Lord in the air. And we're going to be able to live by your word, knowing that according to your riches in glory, you're going to continue to supply us with whatever it is that we need to be and to do what you charge us to do. So we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you. And we believe that you're going to do the thing that we ask, because we do ask them in Jesus' name without wavering. And we believe that we can have what we say in Jesus' holy name. Amen, and thank you, God, and we do believe it so. Everybody just clap your hands and give God a hallelujah praise right where you are. Hallelujah, God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Remember, people of God everywhere, that things are not as bad as they seem, and nothing can happen to you today that God and you can't handle. But you got to keep prophesying to yourself. You got to keep yourself uplifted. Keep telling yourself, I'm healed, I'm delivered, I'm prosperous, and I'm saved right now. So again today, you go well and be safe. And remember, as you would that men should do unto you, do ye also unto them.